I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you've got a few minutes, stick around. We're about to share what God is doing through his people in Nepal and the U.S. to build his kingdom. We'll get to how you can help, too. But first, Nepal is a country under siege. Asian Access Noel Buchetti says India's angry because Nepal decided it wasn't a Hindu nation.
They're unhappy with the fact that Nepal approved a secular constitution. You might recall the radical element of that group basically is wanting to go back to what they call the Greater India,
which included both Nepal and Bhutan. To force cooperation, India cut Nepal off from petroleum, oil, and gas supplies. After just a few days, Nepal's already had to ration its fuel.
What they're doing right now is they're just basically blackmailing Nepal and saying, if you don't amend that constitution and make it more to our liking, we'll starve you out.
The cabinet and leaders from the Evangelical Christian Fellowship held separate meetings on the same day to figure out what to do.
Both groups basically said, you know, we are not going to knuckle under. We think we need to stand firm on this.
The secular constitution provided for more religious freedom, which allows groups like Asian Access to train church leaders and gospel workers. So pray wisdom for the leaders.
If this continues and the shortages get acute, I mean, that's just a lot of pressure, and we need to pray for endurance in the face of this kind of pressure.
Along with India's blockade, Nepal's leaders are fighting discontent within their borders. A new three-member government committee is holding talks with protesters, hoping to end over a month of violent unrest. Nepalese Christians, supported by Gospel for Asia, need your prayers. Their homes and churches make easy targets for angry demonstrators. So please ask the Lord to protect his followers and pray for opportunities to share Christ's love and peace. You're listening to Mission Network News. The persecution of Christians is a rising issue, but it's also a great opportunity for young people to make a difference. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana Conference this December is a great place to start. Its goal is to help young people find ways to use their education and skills to spread the gospel and help those in need. InterVarsity's Tom Lin.
The persecuted church is, I think, a significant theme because it is dominating not just global mission headlines, but global headlines in general. And so we feel the heartache of mass groups of people being persecuted for their beliefs. At Urbana, we're focusing on it because one of the traits of this generation, which I think engage them in global missions well, is the sense of global citizenship. They are global citizens. They understand they're part of a global family. We want to continue to reinforce that.
And while Urbana connects kids with missions, Buckner International is figuring out how to make that message stick after the trip is over. They took a lot of helpful hints away from last week's Missio Nexus conference in Florida. Buckner's Sean Lester says,
it's been a great opportunity to hear how to serve with excellence and just bringing to the forefront thoughts about how Buckner, how we serve the children, as well as the trip participants that go with us.
So what are they doing to help in the long run?
We've begun to do things like debriefing with teams and providing resources to help after you return home, and are continuing to even talk this year about what are some other things we can do, resources and experiences to provide to trip participants so they can continue to think about 3 months later, 6 months later.
Be praying for leadership and boldness in churches that participate or are served through Buckner. And at the same time, another ministry is getting ready to party. Tomorrow is World Bible Translation Day, and Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is celebrating in style. They're inviting you to join the festivities in their Florida headquarters. It's okay if you don't live nearby or even in the U.S. You can join in through a live stream link at our website. As Wycliffe USA rejoices over 16 new language translations, pray that the communities receiving God's word will also come to love the Lord. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org and look for the links. The daily emails feature expanded coverage on every story that you hear and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.